Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Welcome to the Upside Down Story. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But here at the Upside Down Story, we turn everything flipsy-flopsy, upside-downsy. You aren't going to know who is telling you this story until the very end. Unless you guess sooner, that is. Today you're going to hear a wonderful tale with lots of little hints. And your job is to guess who I am by the end of the story. A mystery narrator? What could be more fun? At the beginning of every Upside Down Story episode, you will get one hint to start with. Today's hint is that the storyteller is an animal. That means you're going to be guessing what type of creature I am. Am I a dragonfly? A giraffe? Or perhaps a sloth? Let's start today's story and see how quickly you can guess who the Upside Down Storyteller is.
Yum, 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 yum. Don't try this at home, kids. Just because I eat with my feet doesn't mean that you should. Caw, caw! I can grab onto food with one foot and then move it up to my mouth to nibble on it. In fact, my fleshy toes act a lot like human fingers. So even if you aren't chowing down with your toes at the dinner table, we've got something in common. But you have something I definitely don't. Vocal cords. I have to use the muscles in my throat to direct air, which makes me a famous mimicker. I can mimic all sorts of sounds, like a ringing phone, creaking door, or a barking dog. I can imitate you too. So if you say hello to me, I will probably say hello right back to you. There are around 393 different species of me, and the bigger I am, the longer I tend to live. One big type of me, called a macaw, generally lives between 25 to 50 years, while medium-sized versions of me regularly live between 15 to 20 years. And because I live for such a long time, having companionship is really important to me. I mate for life. That's why I, as a male, did a huge courtship display to woo my lady love, a beautiful gal named Polly. To win Polly's heart, I paraded around, danced, and made all sorts of different expressions and sounds to impress her. What can I say? She must have found me irresistible, because we've been together ever since. We forage for food together, including fruit, flowers, insects, and we also groom each other and sleep next to each other. When people have us as pets, they might only have one of us, which is why we really become so bonded to our people, interacting with them regularly instead of having another member of our species by our side. We make good companions for humans because we are really very smart. Not only can we mimic human speech, but we can add, subtract, and understand the meaning of zero. Scientists believe that I have the same logic ability as a 4-year-old human child. Polly and I live together in a rainforest. We are creatures who, on the whole, prefer a tropical climate. But half of all our species actually do live in captivity, mostly as pets in people's homes. Polly and I are happy to live in the rainforest, but, of course, those of us living with people get offered many more crackers. Since we don't have cracker offers on demand, Polly and I need to head out and do some foraging for food now. It's go time.
It may be go time for the mystery narrator, but for all of you listening, it's time to take a 30-second break from the story so that you can think about the clues you've heard so far. Write down your thoughts if it helps you. The narrator has powerful toes and uses its feet to eat, is highly intelligent, can mimic human voices and other sounds incredibly well, and prefers tropical climates. Your 30 seconds to think start now.
Nummy num num num. Eating again. And Polly and I have been joined by some of our friends for mealtime. Do you know what it's called when a bunch of us get together? A pandemonium. Cackle, cackle, caw, caw. The word pandemonium also means wild and noisy, which makes it a fitting name for us. We really are a bunch of social chatterboxes mimicking away. Oftentimes, we're associated with making noise on ships, and specifically pirate ships, because of Treasure Island, a novel by Robert Louis Stevenson. In that book, one of my species named Captain Flint is the pet of a feared pirate named Long John Silver. But I'm not just a feathered sidekick for scary pirates. Sure, maybe Iago in Aladdin isn't the best version of me either, but think about Blue and Jewel in the movie Rio. I'm telling you, we're not always on the shoulder of a villain. Caw, caw. Now it's time for this big bird to fly off. I'm done with using my feet to pop morsels into my beak, and I'm excited to open my wings and show my gorgeous red, yellow, and blue feathers off to everyone. Whoosh! Here I go with my partner Polly. Caw, caw!
Okay, Upside Down Story Sleuths, now it's time to solve the mystery. Who was today's storyteller? You have 30 seconds to make your final guesses. Today's storyteller was a parrot. I hope you enjoyed today's upside down story. I sure had fun turning everything flipsy-flopsy upside downsy with you today. Put on your thinking cap, grab some paper and a pencil to write down clues, and join us for the next episode of the Upside Down Story.
Go, kid, go!
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.